Wondering what retirement is like at St. James Place in Baton Rouge? Folks who live there say,
oh, are you in for a surprise?
You can be busy every day.
All day.
Social life is outstanding.
Wonderful parties.
There are courses in computer, art, music.
I feel blessed to live here.
You'll have to come see it. It's great.
And it might be more affordable than you think. Learn more and schedule a tour at stjamesplaceinfo.org.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You hear the music. Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of the League Wraparound. This is the program that gets you caught up on anything and everything happening around the NFL. Coming up on this edition of the program, we'll preview week two of the 2023 NFL regular season. We have your game picks, and of course, we'll give you the latest on Aaron Rodgers in just a bit. But first, hey, it's week one of the NFL season. Hey, we're underway, man, and it's a great time in sports right now, certainly a great time if you're a football fan. Let's start off with the Thursday night opener between the Detroit Lions and the Kansas City Chiefs. Close game, but Detroit would win 21-20. In the Battle of Ohio, the Cleveland Browns had no problems with the Cincinnati Bengals, 24-3. The Baltimore Ravens took care of the Houston Texans, 25-9. In a close game in Minneapolis, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers beat the Minnesota Vikings 20-17. In an NFC South showdown, the Atlanta Falcons took care of the Carolina Panthers 24-10. The Washington Commanders edge out the Arizona Cardinals 20-16. In an AFC South matchup, the Jacksonville Jaguars took care of the Indianapolis Colts 31-21. The San Francisco 49ers had no issues taking care of the Pittsburgh Steelers 30-7. The New Orleans Saints pulled off a close one by the skin of their teeth as they beat the Tennessee Titans 16-15. In an AFC West matchup, the Las Vegas Raiders took care of the Denver Broncos 17-16. The Philadelphia Eagles hold on to beat the New England Patriots 25-20. The Los Angeles Rams would go on to beat the Seattle Seahawks in an NFC West showdown 30-13. Very good game out in Inglewood, California at SoFi Stadium between the Miami Dolphins and the Los Angeles Chargers. The Dolphins would hold on to win 36-34. Jordan Love was impressive in his debut as the quarterback for the Green Bay Packers as the Jordan Love era begins in Green Bay. Packers beat their longtime rival Chicago Bears 38-20. Sunday Night Football saw the Dallas Cowboys handling their business, taking care of the New York Giants 40-0. And on Monday Night Football, a game of twists and turns, season-ending injury to Aaron Rodgers. Zach Wilson comes in, does what he needs to do, but the game goes into overtime. Xavier Gibson with the game-winning punt return touchdown, giving the New York Jets the victory in overtime over the Buffalo Bills, 22-16. And that takes care of week one in the National Football League, a recap of the scores from the NFL in week one of the 2023 NFL season. All right, now I want to start off with my top three storylines. I want to start off talking about Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers was the most anticipated storyline of this offseason. After 18 seasons with the Green Bay Packers, the Jets and the Packers pulled it off. The trade happened. Aaron, no longer in Wisconsin, heads to the Big Apple, heads to the New York City, New Jersey area, and the hype was intense. The hype was out of this world. In the offseason, training camp, of course, if you watch HBO's Hard Knocks, you know about the situation where the hype was just in a feeding frenzy. You saw all of these celebrities coming to the New York Jets practices, such as Method Man, just to name a few. Also, John McEnroe, who is a diehard New York Jets fan, showed his support for Aaron Rodgers, not just New York City, but just everybody, all football fans, Jets fans, people from all walks of life were so excited for the Aaron Rodgers era to begin with the New York Jets. I was excited. I know everybody was excited. Aaron Rodgers has been one of my favorite, not just quarterbacks, but one of my favorite players for such a long time. And the hype leading up to the Monday night game at MetLife Stadium in New Jersey against the Buffalo Bills, man, it was a fever pitch. And looking at watching the game on television and seeing that sellout crowd, that stadium being packed to the rafters, man, it looked like an amazing atmosphere. And it was the precursor, or it was a what was to come in that game. Well, as they say, sometimes in life, things come and things go. And it only took four plays on the Jets' first possession, and just like that, the energy was gone. Aaron Rodgers, after being sacked by Bills defensive end Leonard Floyd, landed awkwardly, winds up tearing his Achilles tendon, season-ending injury. And you talk about, I mean, that stadium was so quiet, you could hear a pin drop. That's how it felt. And I wasn't at the stadium, but my energy was drained, too, when I saw that happen with Aaron being sacked. And then, of course, the injury happening. He got up briefly, and I saw him kind of limping. I said, okay, well, maybe, you know, he's going to shake it off a little bit. I don't know, maybe he has a cramp or something like that. But the moment when I saw him sit back down and grab the back of his leg, I was like, oh, this is something serious. This is something serious. And then when, of course, when the Jets medical staff helped him off the field, and then when the cart came, when they put him in the medical tent, I was like, this is not looking good. And then things went worse when they carted him off the field, and they showed him going off into the locker room, getting the x-rays and things of that nature, which we'll find later on the next day that he ruptured his Achilles tendon and was done for the year. Man, you talk about anticipation, you talk about hype, and you talk about everything that was invested into this, and my gosh, sometimes it happens like that. You know, they say life sometimes is not fair, and professional sports, sometimes it's not fair either. And certainly we saw that this week with the injury to Aaron Rodgers, rupturing his Achilles tendon and, of course, being done for the season. So now with the Aaron Rodgers era, at least on hold, it's on hold for a minute, and Aaron made his first comments to the public via social media, specifically Instagram, where he said he was heartbroken in the wake of the Achilles tear. He said he thanked his family and friends and everyone for reaching out to him, and he says that he will rise again. He says that the night, and I say, quote, "The night is darkest before the dawn, and I shall rise yet again." So the rumors and all of the skeptics and all of this stuff, and they're saying that Aaron Rodgers is not going to be the same. Listen, this is my opinion. This is how I feel about this. I think Aaron Rodgers is going to be better than ever. Listen, this guy has been a competitor for so long. He's not going to go out like this. He just won't. I don't see that happening. I don't see him just taking a backseat to this injury, this season-ending Achilles injury. It's not going to happen. I don't see this happening. Aaron Rodgers is too much of a competitor for this to happen. A four-time league MVP, a Super Bowl champion, a Super Bowl MVP, countless Pro Bowls, I mean, countless accomplishments and achievements. The story just can't end like this for him in New York. And even Jets owner Woody Johnson said that the story is far from done. And it is far from done. The story is far from done. So we'll follow up, and as the days and the weeks and the months go by, we'll follow up. Of course, we'll follow Aaron through the surgery and the rehab and taking the next steps on when he'll be ready to get back on the field and play again. But his head coach, Robert Saleh, said he would be shocked if Aaron retired. And I would be shocked, too. A lot of football fans would be retired. But bottom line is that Aaron Rodgers is just too much of a competitor, just too much of a person to not, just to go down like this. This can't happen. It won't happen. And I believe Aaron Rodgers is going to bounce back from this, and we'll just have to wait until next year, until 2024, for where the Aaron Rodgers era will resume, and hopefully it'll be much better. But, you know, tough break for the New York Jets, tough break for us football fans, us journalists, us broadcasters, podcasters. It's sometimes life is not fair, and certainly it's not fair in professional sports. But, hey, Aaron went to the Instagram post and said he was heartbroken, but he said he shall rise again, and I believe he will rise again. It's going to take time, again, at this age and stage in his career, and, you know, Achilles injuries are very tough. Just that healing process is tough, but I'm sure with Aaron's training and, of course, with sports medicine, I'm pretty sure that he'll make a full recovery and he'll be ready to go for 2024. My next storyline is going to be the New York Jets. So after the Rodgers injury, Jets fans, football fans, the energy was just gone, at least for the time being. So after the Rodgers injury, out comes Rodgers, in comes Zach Wilson. Listen, the New York media for the past 3 years since Zach Wilson has been the quarterback of the New York Jets, they've been on him, especially last year when there was criticism about him not holding himself accountable for things and things going haywire and him just having this nonchalant attitude when it comes to certain things. So the pressure was definitely on Zach when he hit the field, but Zach seemed energized this year with Aaron Rodgers, and with Aaron Rodgers being a part of the team, Zach was able to learn under a veteran, learn the do's and the don'ts, and to mature very quickly. And we saw that in the preseason and training camp, the maturity being put in Zach Wilson. And Zach came in and played a decent game in the absence of Aaron Rodgers and the injury. Zach came in, he did what he needed to do to get the job done. But also give a whole lot of credit to the defense. Jordan Whitehead, 3 interceptions. Jordan White showed up and showed out in this game. And Zach Wilson, again, he did enough. He was sufficient. He sufficed. He was solid in the wake of the circumstances that happened with the Rodgers injury. So now you have Zach Wilson coming in. He's doing his best. And what turned the tide was in the fourth quarter. So as I mentioned earlier, the Jets defense was very strong with Jordan Whitehead in the 3 interceptions. Late in the fourth quarter, Wilson throws the touchdown pass to Garrett Wilson, and that immediately changed things. And Jets fans, again, with the defense and with the, of course, can't forget about Breece Hall in the running game. Defense, running game helped out tremendously, helped out Zach Wilson tremendously. And it goes to show you that football is the ultimate team sport. And give a lot of credit and a lot of kudos to the coaching of Robert Saleh. I mean, to put up, you know, to have to deal with that injury to your future Hall of Fame quarterback, you bring the third-year guy in, and then you have to maneuver things. I mean, that's a test to great coaching right there. So long story short, the game goes into overtime. Xavier Gibson, the undrafted rookie out of Stephen F. Austin, returned a 65-yard punt for a touchdown, and the New York Jets would win the game in overtime, and Jets fans became revived and energized. And again, I was not there at the game, but watching it on television, Jets fans, football fans, broadcasters, journalists, wherever you may be, you felt that energy come back again, because again, when the Rodgers injury had happened, I mean, it was so quiet, you could hear a pin drop. But when the Jets got that touchdown, when the Jets, Zach Wilson threw the touchdown pass to Garrett Wilson, and then, of course, with Gibson scoring the game winner in overtime, the energy came back. That energy came back. It was almost like somebody was revived and brought back to life. That's what it was. That atmosphere in New Jersey with the Jets fans and loving their team, and just, it was like, okay, wow, bittersweet. We lost Rodgers, but guess what? We have Wilson doing what he needs to do. Defense and the running game are holding up, and then boom, Xavier Gibson returns a punt for a touchdown, giving the New York Jets the victory in overtime, 22-16. So Man, you talk about twists and turns in that Monday night game, and speaking of twists and turns, so now what's next for the New York Jets? So Aaron Rodgers, done for the year. Zach Wilson, for the time being, is given the keys to the car. And what Zach does have going for him this time is that he's got a running game that can help him out. He's got Breece Hall, and Breece looked fantastic in the Monday night game against Buffalo. Dalvin Cook can get you point, can get you yards, not just on running, but receiving as well. You've got a defense that played great on Monday night. Jordan Whitehead with the three interceptions. Quinnen Williams was effective as well. So the Jets, again, and a Robert Saleh, like Robert Saleh says, listen, Aaron is a great player, future Hall of Famer, but we have 52 other guys that can do the job as well. Don't write the obituary on us. We still have a lot of games to be played, and there are a lot of games to be played. But, man, when you had Rodgers coming in, it changed everything, not just that organization, but just the Jets fans, the New York area. It changed a lot. But as they say, the show must go on, and the show will definitely go on in the NFL, and Robert Saleh will make the necessary adjustments. And going forward, Zach Wilson is going to be that guy, and he's going to have to deliver. And for my last storyline is going to be natural grass. All right, so when the field – I'll just be honest with you on this. When they first started implementing – the National Football League started implementing the field turf, I was not a fan of it at all. I was like, okay, you would take this surface, right, and you would use – you would create it out of used tires, right? Now, you see, now the play is faster. A lot of players say that playing on field turf is faster. However, remember, the surface, you know, it's not natural grass. It's synthetic. It's made from used rubber. So, and I've heard some players even complain is that when you're running and you're tackled, this eyes, and it can be an unpleasant feeling. And artificial turf, listen, the horror stories of players playing on artificial turf, getting brush burns, severe injuries. Yeah, the game was faster, but a lot of players paid the price for playing on artificial turf. Never was a fan of it. I always thought the game should be played on grass, you know, less injuries. The game may not move as faster, but hey, you have less injuries and the players are protected. Well, the NFLPA, the National Football League Players Association, has reviewed a call and say that all NFL stadiums should return to playing on natural grass. This is in the wake of the Aaron Rodgers Achilles injury on Monday night. And some folks from the Players Association, I should say, specifically Executive Director Lloyd Howell, was saying that the Rodgers injury had a lot to do with the playing surface being on field turf. And it makes a whole lot of sense. Again, playing on grass is so much better. The game does not move faster. However, you have less injuries. It's not so much of a wear and tear on the players. And playing on grass is just it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. Now, Commissioner Roger Goodell is saying that they're still going to have to view the data, look at the science, and all of the things that comes with this, right? And, you know, I'm looking at this right here. According to a study, non-contact injury rate higher on artificial turf. The non-direct contact injuries have gone up on synthetic surfaces, which is what I talked about earlier with the field turf, as opposed to on grass. Your non-contact injury rate is much lower on grass as opposed to field turf or any synthetic surface. Bottom line is this. The NFL has got to get back on natural grass. We've seen a lot of ACL injuries on the field, on that surface, on the field turf. Perfect example, Baltimore Ravens running back J.K. Dobbins this past Sunday against the Houston Texans, out for the season, tearing an ACL. The same thing happened with Aaron Rodgers, tearing his ACL. There's been a lot of ACL injuries that have taken place within the last several years as a result of playing on this surface. And the players' union, I mean, something has got to give. They've lobbied this for years. They've lobbied this for years, ever since, I mean, even when the days of playing on artificial turf and now they graduated to the field turf. The players' union has said, look, we want to play on grass. It's better.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's safer. It's healthier for the players. It's less wear and tear. It's just, it's better all around. And unfortunately, I don't know the, I don't know. Again, I don't work at the front office. I'm not in the commissioner's office. I'm not a part of any associations or anything like that. But the bottom line is this. There has to be grass. The game is just played better on grass. It's just that simple. It's no questions asked. I mean, I know it's kind of split amongst the players, but an overall majority of the players feel that playing on grass is good. Playing on grass is fine. It's better. It's less wear and tear, and it just makes for a better product, and most importantly, keeps the players healthy. I mean, it's, you know, football is already a contact sport, can be a violent sport at times as well. You know, to soften that blow, it's better to have a better playing surface and have them playing on natural grass. All right, that's my top three storylines. All right, before we go to break, a former NFL Network reporter, Jim Trotter, is suing the NFL, suing the league on racial discrimination, and also is involved in this lawsuit. Trotter alleges that his contract was not renewed by the NFL Network due to him addressing concerns to Roger Goodell at a Super Bowl press conference about several years ago, where he addressed the NFL in terms of the lack of diversity, also lack of inclusion. Whether it not just more so in other positions such as management and other front office positions. And he also alleges that Buffalo Bills owner Terry Pegula and Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones made some racial comments, very disheartening. So that's all a part of the lawsuit. Let me be the first to say on this, mad respect for Jim Trotter. Jim Trotter is one of the most respected, one of the most tried and true journalists in the industry. Fan of his work. I remember when he worked at ESPN and then Curtin and his work at the NFL Network. Now, as far as with him and the, I don't know if he's lobbying to try to get his job back. I mean, he currently works at The Athletic. I think this is a litmus test for what we can study in this situation pertaining to him. I'll just say it like this. You have to create your own. It's just that simple. I know not just with Jim, but I think a lot of people have been lobbying the NFL for more diversity and more inclusion, having more people of color, more African Americans involved in front office positions from management to personnel and things of that nature. This has been going on for far too long, and I think the only way that you can soften the blow or solve this problem is that you're going to have to create your own. Have your own league, have your own media companies, or maybe go to video sharing websites if you're not interested in starting a business or wanting the daily grind of things of that nature. It's always best to just have your own. And I just really feel, you know, it's kind of like going around in a circle and just going back and forth, and there's really no answers, no solutions. I mean, the Rooney Rule, yeah, the Rooney Rule. I mean, it's, hey, listen, it effective. Not necessarily. It suffices, but it's not effective. But the only way you can really solve this problem is just, like, hit them where it hurts in the wallet. Hit them where it hurts, not just with economics, but most importantly, maybe having your own NFL or maybe starting your own league or starting your own business, or even if you're not comfortable dealing with the grit and grind and the daily pressures of starting your own league. Hey, there's video sharing websites, social media, where you can deliver the information and say how you feel on certain situations. But bottom line is this, former NFL Network reporter Jim Trotter suing the NFL on alleged racial discrimination. He feels that the racial discrimination cost him his job at the NFL Network. He alleges that they promised him that his contract would be renewed, but evidently that was not the case. And then also he alleges racial comments were made by Buffalo Bills owner Terry Pegula and Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones. So we'll stay tuned for that. And also we had Lyle Collins. Lyle Collins was released by the Cincinnati Bengals. Lyle is, again, you know him, began his career with the Dallas Cowboys. He played at LSU. And when he got signed by the Cincinnati Bengals, that was big news right there, because he made a comment, and I'm paraphrasing here, where he said something in reference to Joe Burrow, where he said, "You got a bodyguard now. I'll protect you." Well, that didn't last long, because the NFL, as Jerry Glanville says, the NFL stands for not for long, and not for long will you have a job. And certainly he didn't have a job for that long in Cincinnati. So Cincinnati Bengals, again, releasing offensive lineman Lyle Collins. And there's a lot of teams out there that are going to need an offensive lineman. There's a lot of teams that are going to be looking for pass protection in this quarterback-friendly league, specifically in this NFL, where it's catered to the quarterback. So certainly, it won't be long before Lyle has a job. But man, I was really looking forward to seeing more of him in Cincinnati. I mean, the Bengals spent a lot of money on an offensive line, bringing in guys like Alex Kappa, and of course bringing in Lyle Collins, and you know, so. But unfortunately, that didn't work out. So, again, Lyle Collins released by the Cincinnati Bengals. And before we go to break, some terrible news to pass along to you. Former NFL wide receiver Mike Williams passed away at the young age of 36. Mike Williams, of course, he played for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, also played for the Buffalo Bills, and was on the practice squad for the Kansas City Chiefs. Williams had passed away due to injuries from a construction accident. And again, our thoughts and prayers are with the family of Mike Williams. Again, former NFL wide receiver Mike Williams passing away at the young age of 36. We'll be right back.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
La venta de un día en Macy's comienza mañana con ofertas del día increíbles en novedades para el otoño, como un 40% menos en ropa de oficina que también funcionan fuera de horario y un 40-60% menos en zapatos, carteras y accesorios para terminar cualquier look. Y ahorra un 25-40% en tus favoritos de belleza, cuidado de la piel y fragancias. Además, recibe envío gratis con cualquier compra por internet de $25 o más en Macy's. Ahorro sobre precios en oferta y liquidación, aplican excepciones.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Before Sarah discovered ChumbaCasino.com, she enjoyed chamomile tea.
Come on, big jackpot.
And being in PJs by 6.
Let's go.
The new fun Sarah.
Woohoo!
Often thinks about the old boring Sarah.
Yes.
And wonders if that Sarah ever really existed.
Chumba Casino has over 100 casino-style games, so join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Before Sarah discovered ChumbaCasino.com, she enjoyed chamomile tea.
Come on, big jackpot!
And being in PJs by 6.
Let's go!
The new fun Sarah.
Woo-hoo!
Often thinks about the old boring Sarah.
Yes.
And wonders if that Sarah ever really existed.
Chumba. Chumba Casino has over 100 casino-style games. So join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here.
We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Order like a Jaguar at Raising Cane's, with tailgates of hand-battered chicken fingers and cane sauce and jugs of freshly made tea and lemonade. You can guarantee victory for every game day meal. Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love. Official chicken of Southern Athletics.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Order like a Jaguar at Raising Cane's, with tailgates of hand-battered chicken fingers and cane sauce and jugs of freshly made tea and lemonade. You can guarantee victory for every game day meal. Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love. Official chicken of Southern Athletics.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Before Sarah discovered ChumbaCasino.com, she enjoyed chamomile tea.
Come on, big jackpot!
And being in PJs by 6.
Let's go!
The new fun Sarah.
Woohoo!
Often thinks about the old boring Sarah.
Yes!
And wonders if that Sarah ever really existed.
Chumba Casino has over 100 casino-style games. So join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. Let's do this. Now it's time to give you a preview of the most important games for week two of the 2023 NFL regular season. We have a doubleheader on Monday night. First off, the first game of the Monday night doubleheader is the NFC South rivalry game between the New Orleans Saints and the Carolina Panthers. I want to start off for the Carolina Panthers. Growing pains are going to be expected for much of this season. Bryce Young, effective fight losing to the Atlanta Falcons, another division rival. Carolina kind of going through the motions right now, the post-Christian McAfee, the post-Christian McCaffrey era, and they're trying to find their way. Defensively, Carolina is solid, but it begins and ends with their rookie quarterback, Bryce Young. So while Bryce is going through the growing pains, they do have a solid running of core with Miles Sanders and Chuba Hubbard. And defensively, Carolina is solid with the likes of Brian Burns, also Derrick Brown, and you got Shaq Thompson in the mix. As for the New Orleans Saints, offensively, they couldn't get going early on in the game. Really, the offense was stagnant for really the first three quarters of their win against the Tennessee Titans. But they found holes. They found holes in Tennessee's defense. Tennessee could not get it going offensively. New Orleans was able to capitalize on that. And when you got Derek Carr, even though he got sacked multiple times in this game, he was able to find Michael Thomas. He was able to find his other receivers like Chris Olave. And he was able to make plays when necessary. Not an offensive showcase from Derek, but they were effective enough to get the victory over the Tennessee Titans. As for New Orleans, their defense was really good. Cam Jordan. Offensively, New Orleans, they did the job, but not effective enough. However, when you have guys like a Cam Jordan, when you have guys also like a Marshawn Lattimore, when you have Paulson Adebo, who had an interception as well, Marcus May made plays as well, Carl Grandis, the Mario Davis, who is just a tackling machine. New Orleans' defense, man, is going to be a highlight in this game against their division rival Carolina Panthers. Remember, you have a rookie quarterback in there, and the way the Saints' defense played against the Tennessee Titans, Carolina's going to have to have a lot of preparation, a lot of game planning for New Orleans' defense. And the second game of the Monday night doubleheader is going to be the Cleveland Browns going up against the Pittsburgh Steelers. So Cleveland easily beat the Cincinnati Bengals in week one. Nobody expected this at all. I didn't expect that either, but they handled their business with the likes of Deshaun Watson, Amari Cooper, and the rest of the crew handling their business. The Pittsburgh Steelers got embarrassed. They were embarrassed by the San Francisco 49ers. And, you know, if anybody is all about preparation and making sure that it's on to the next one, it's head coach Mike Tomlin. Mike Tomlin is somebody that's going to make the necessary adjustments, make the necessary keys to get back on track, the keys to remain consistent. And Mike Tomlin, again, has been one of those consistent coaches in the NFL, just consistent in the detail, consistent in everything that needs to be done in terms of preparation for to get over to that next hump. So Pittsburgh was embarrassed by the San Francisco 49ers last week, but they hope to turn around in the Monday night game in a division rival game, in a division against a division rival in this rivalry game, the Cleveland Browns and the Pittsburgh Steelers. All right, now it's time for my game of the week. All right, my game of the week is going to be the Cleveland Browns and the Pittsburgh Steelers. When you think about the Browns and the Steelers, these are two very proud franchises. These are two franchises that have Hall of Fame players, Jim Brown. Also, the Steel Curtain, Terry Bradshaw, Lynn Swann, John Stallworth, Otto Graham, just to name a few. The Cleveland Browns and the Pittsburgh Steelers, both of these teams have not only had Hall of Fame players, but they've also had players that have changed their organizations, that put up some big numbers, had some great moments, some classic moments in within not just with their respective teams, but respectfully in this rivalry. Cleveland and Pittsburgh, division rivals for so long. And these two teams are really mirror images of one another. Both teams play with the toughness. Both teams play with grit and grind. Hey, that's what it is when you play in the AFC North, right? And these two teams, listen, the Cleveland Browns last year, Deshaun Watson having the suspension. He joins the team later in the year. We saw shades of what was to come in the future. And now we're going to get a full season with Deshaun Watson. And so far, so good. Cleveland proved it in the victory over Cincinnati. And now they hope to continue that momentum against a team that was embarrassed by the San Francisco 49ers and the Pittsburgh Steelers. We know what Mike Tomlin is going to bring to the table. We know about Kenny Pickett. This is his second year in the league. Kenny is hoping to prove his worth. Now, Pittsburgh has an injury. Deontay Johnson's going to be out for several weeks. So that passing game could take a toll, could take a hit in this game and for the next several weeks. However, they have a running back in Najee Harris. And running backs, Pittsburgh, Najee Harris, Cleveland's got Nick Chubb. Listen, these two teams this has been a hard hitting rivalry for so many decades. And Monday night, this is going to be an awesome one between the Cleveland Browns Steelers. You've got Deshaun Watson, you've got Kenny Pickett, you got Najee Harris, you got Nick Chubb, you got Amari Cooper, you also got David Njoku, you got Pat Freiermuth. It's going to be a dogfight. And the Steelers, listen, you talk about one of the most dedicated fan bases in the NFL, the Pittsburgh Steelers, the Terrible Towels. They're going to be waving. They're going to be out in full force. And these two teams have a rivalry unlike any other. The Cleveland Browns versus the Pittsburgh Steelers, my game of the week. All right, before we get on out of here, I just want to give you my picks on who I think will win Week 2's most important games. Game 1 of the Monday night doubleheader, the New Orleans Saints going up against the Carolina Panthers. I like New Orleans to win this game. And the second game of the Monday night doubleheader between the Cleveland Browns and the Pittsburgh Steelers, I like the Cleveland Browns to take care of the Steelers. So my picks for Week 2's most important games are New Orleans and Cleveland. And there you have it. And that's going to do it for another exciting edition of the League Wraparound. Until next time, everybody, I'm Matt Robinson saying so long, and you've been listening to the League Wraparound.
This week at Albertsons, get yellow or zucchini squash or Roma tomatoes for just 97 cents per pound. Plus mix and match Kraft macaroni and cheese, signature select frozen vegetables, or Hunt's canned tomatoes, 10 for $10. Visit Albertsons.com for more deals.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's game day at Raising Cane's. If you want to order like a champ, it's action off the field you need to focus on. The only play you're running is chicken. So what combo are you picking? Make it a perfect season. We've got tailgates of hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers and cane sauce, and jugs of freshly made tea and lemonade. All available to order online or on our app. This season is about to be unbeatable.
Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love. Go Tigers.